This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat.
Recently.
I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm just looking at some things right now online, and I want to go ahead and pull them up. And we're doing live radio right now, so do forgive me for the extended seconds that it's taking me to actually find what I need to find here, because some of this information, again, is happening in the United States of America. Now, again, if I was talking about this as to what I'm going to present to you in just a moment, 50 years ago, you would have thought it was a third world country that we were talking about. Well, guess what, friends? No longer are we talking about a third world country. And I'm going to pull this up and I'm going to share with you exactly as to what I'm talking about. Because, friends, in Seattle, public schools are partnering with Hamas and CARE. You know, isn't it interesting? Not a lot about ISIS anymore since Barack's been gone. Isn't it interesting, friends, not hearing a whole lot about ISIS and Al-Qaeda? Created modern versions of the SS back in the 30s. How come we're not hearing much about those guys anymore? Isn't it interesting, for instance, 2001, forgive me, September 11th, mosques have increased 74% in the United States of America? You have now 3,000 mosques in the United States of America since September 11th? And who's been under attack since September 11th, 2001, more than you have? And folks, what's been done to you and what's happening to you today in this country? A foreign enemy could have never dreamed of the things that are taking place in this country. They could have never done it without the help of corrupt politicians in the United States of America. Begin to understand those that are behind the politicians that are pulling the strings are doing the unthinkable. And also when you bring that into a spiritual or making spiritual reference to what's going on, this again is perfect judgment. You have the ACLU attacking any Christian in a public school, but now you have the ACLU partnering and helping out the Muslims to get into public school and to have their prayer time throughout the school day. But I have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, Seattle public schools partnering with Hamas and CARE, which we know are Muslim-tied terrorist groups. This isn't speculation. This isn't theory. This is common knowledge. Matter of fact, Brigitte Gabriel from Act for America said this type of propaganda fosters an environment of hate, loathing, and resentment towards Western culture, Christians, Jews, Shiites, secular Muslims, and non-Muslims. And by the way, friends, if you thought the UN International Baccalaureate, Federal No Child Left Behind, and Federal Common Core and their educational schemes were bad enough, you might want to take a little bit of a deeper look. And by the way, I have a question for you. Where does federal government have any business educating, or should I say, advocating propaganda in public schools in this country? Where do they have any authority? Where has that authority ever been delegated to them? They haven't. They're only, again, doing what you let them get away with. Folks, in light of the attacks on 9/11, us, right, you'd think the current administration would use a little prudence if they were sincerely concerned about a radical Muslim threat. I mean, when you go back to Obama, when he took his oath of office, he instead defied America in numerous ways. He has, in fact, given $1.5 billion to the Muslim-led Egypt in foreign aid shortly after the Muslim Brotherhood declared war on America, the United States. And then he also offered them 16 F-16s and 200 military tanks. And when you take it to the present, you might want to ask the question about that $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that Donald Trump signed under the guise of national security just a couple months ago that literally funds our enemies both within and without. Who's under attack here, America? You are. You are. And it's interesting, friends, because in recent years, American public schools have been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion, believe it or not. Oh, and by the way, you still have the power to stop it. Studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks giving an Islamic slant to your kids. Yeah. As a result, kids in public schools are subject to the following teachings and practices. Listen carefully. Learning to become a Muslim in a public school in the United States of America. I thought you were under attack, America. You are. But you're being infiltrated. You're being plundered incrementally, little by little. Deuteronomy 28. Verse 43, fasting for Ramadan in public schools, learning the five pillars of Islam in public schools, memorizing verses of the Quran, adopting a Muslim name, and even staging a jihad war against non-Muslims in the United States of America. Well, what happened? Well, the ACLU, the American Muslim Council, Americans, listen carefully, friends, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, which does not exist, friends, in the manner they want you to believe that exists, and the Clinton administration joined together to create an environment that opened the door to Muslim teachings while attacking anyone who speaks of the Christian religion in public schools. By the way, you never lost the right. I just wanted to reassure you and reaffirm your position. You have a lawful standing. You never lost the right. You forfeited it. Hence, you see, some courts even backing the Muslim agenda when, for example, a school in California is teaching their students a three-week course that essentially requires them to become a Muslim for that period of time. Oh, no, you don't, friends. But they are. And this also explains why my ministry has been under incessant attack for bringing a moral and a constitutional message to public schools. And they attack because we are Christians. But that comes with the cross. Jesus said if they persecuted you, they're going to persecute me. It comes with the territory. Now, to prove my point, a representative from the American Muslim Council, Abdul Rahman Al-Modi, today serves a 23-year prison sentence for being one of the top fundraisers of Al-Qaeda in the United States. And in addition, there are over 225 Muslim schools in the United States and around 50,000 children who are being taught to, and I quote Brigitte Gabriel with ACT for America, that are fostering an environment of hate, loathing, resentment towards you, America, and your culture, Christians, Jews, Shiites, and secular Muslims and non-Muslims.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Highlighting on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, Seattle Public Schools are partnering with Hamas in CARE. This isn't a third world country that I'm talking about, America. I'm talking about your country. Just highlighting it right now. Muslim infiltration, folks, as you're falling asleep across the boards. The enemy sows tares while men slept, and that's exactly what they're doing. And every step of the way, friends, under this administration. But by the way, stop. Stop for a moment in thought. Has anybody ever taken the time to notice it's the good guys that are in office when bad things are implemented against the people? I mean, just think about that. I mean, in my time, I'm still a young man. In my time, I remember when I was doing high schools across the country. I mean, that was full time. That's all I did. And we pre-recorded during that time concerning radio. I remember we were a high school favorite across the country. Some schools we went back to three times the same year. That's how much they loved the program. And then all of a sudden, when the media under George W. Bush, you know, the Christian man that publicly condemned homosexuality? Well, guess what was going on behind closed doors? He was actually encouraging homosexual communities across the United States to continue doing the things that they were doing. Remember how when he was incumbent, when he was the president, he would condemn it when he had to? And then once he was out of office, wasn't it interesting to note that both him and his wife advocated and approved of homosexual marriage? Well, guess what was going on under his administration? Behind closed doors. What he said and what he did were two different stories. It was under his tenure, his time, and his administration that they implemented the homosexual agenda. And then when Barack Hussein Obama came, everybody knew he was corrupt. Everybody knew he was a criminal. Everybody knew he was a foreigner, but they didn't want to call him out for that. Everybody knew that his birth certificate was completely false, but the conservatives of the day didn't want to actually call it for what it was because they didn't want to lose sponsorship. See, they were trying to save face while they were losing face, you know? Now they'll all admit it, you know, after the fact. It's usually when the good guys are in office that bad things are taking place. It kind of reminds me of, you know, how we see in this country how, you know, the president, the current administration, advocates for the Second Amendment. You know what I'm talking about? You know, Mr. Second Amendment himself. And then behind closed doors, we find out just this last week, friends, or was it this week? I may stand corrected on this point. It was actually on July 8th, 4 days ago. How the media was silent as the United States agrees to full implementation of the United Nations gun control pact. Yep, that's exactly right. Yep. The good guys are in office, you're under attack, bad things are implemented. We see it over and over and over and over again. And it's the same thing with what we're seeing here today. As a matter of fact, here, let me give you another point. We were also told that Donald Trump is a pro-lifer, as you well know, because the media that you don't believe in told you so, right? And I'm not being facetious, and I'm not being smart. To be honest with you, I'm indignant concerning the lies that the American people take on, and then they attempt to justify the one that's lying to them. But do you guys remember, LifeSite News reported a very credible site. Donald Trump, Planned Parenthood does wonderful things. You remember that? Do you remember the article when Donald Trump defended Planned Parenthood? Now we're being told, just to show you how this works, by pro-life organizations across the country, how when Donald Trump proposes a bill to defund Planned Parenthood, just proposes the bill, they praise him for it, yet they ignore the fact that he just signed a $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, which gave $51 million indebted to you and me, America, to guess what? Planned Parenthood on a global scale. You know, it reminds me of the wall. I mean, people just don't pay attention. And the reason they don't pay attention is because they don't want to pay attention. You know, the wall, remember when it came out and it on the campaign trail, Mexico's going to pay for the wall, Mexico's going to pay for the wall, Mexico's going to pay for the wall. Then he won the presidency. And then look what he did, the very first thing. Interview after interview, the price of that wall kept going up higher and higher and higher. And halfway in between, it went from Mexico's going to pay for the wall to the American people are going to pay for the wall. This is just recent, by the way. And then it went to America's going to pay for the wall that was supposed to cost $4 billion. And then it went up to $5 and then $6 billion. Then it went to $8 billion. Then it went to $10 billion. Then it went to $12 billion. This all Donald Trump, by the way. I heard all the interviews. I played this for you on the radio. And then it went up to $25 billion to build the wall. And again, it went from Mexico to paying for the wall to you now being left holding the tab. Then we're told that Mexico is going to reimburse us. Yeah, right. It's amazing how that works. And then what happens is the media goes black. They go blackout, folks, concerning the topics that I'm highlighting right now. Just like I said during the first segment, how come we're not hearing anything about ISIS anymore or Al-Qaeda? Because it doesn't serve the purpose. Now we're told they're broke. Really? Well, intelligence and intelligent resources and bureaucracies and agents within the system who told us who was responsible for ISIS. America was. They're brown shirts. The SS on a national scale. That's what it is, of course. But we're not hearing anything about them. Oh, because they don't need to use them right now, America. That's for another time. Because, America, now you're being plundered. You're being plundered under the administration that you're praising. Because you, again, haven't learned from the cycle and the circus of politics yet. Another point. Remember when Donald Trump on the campaign trail, that prosecutor concerning Hillary Clinton, by the way, now I just shared with you yesterday, now she's talking about running for the presidency again. Well, the question I have, Americans, not Donald Trump, but Americans, why haven't you held Donald Trump to the promise concerning that special prosecutor? Do you remember that? How come she hasn't been prosecuted? How come after he won the presidency, before the presidency, before he won the White House, what was he doing? Condemning her, calling her a liar, calling her this, that, and the other thing. Said he was going to call for that special prosecutor, and then immediately, within 1 minute after he became the president, he told the American people, as I've shared with you in the past several times, that we owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. When is it that you're going to figure out the game, America, that you're caught up into? You're the ones that are being laughed at. Going back over to what I was highlighting during the first break or first segment, friends, Muslim indoctrination into public schools. Well, you let the homosexual agenda advocate what they want to advocate, and they're continuously doing it. And I told you 15 years ago who was on the heels of the heels, H-E-E-L-S, of the homosexuals. I told you the Muslims were right on their heels. Nobody listened to it. Now everybody's talking about it. Yeah, this is the failure of the people in this country to open their ears to the Spirit of God. And I'm talking about His Word. I'm not being all prophetic on you. I'm not being all spiritual on you. I can read it just the way that you can read it. And it tells us in Scripture that once we begin to forsake God's moral law, that people are going to begin to praise the wicked, and it's exactly what we see. We see that once we forget about the Word of God, that evil men are going to begin to get to the point where they understand not judgment, and that's exactly what it tells us in Proverbs 28. We knew that when we forsook the commandments of God, that we were going to be painted into a corner through compromise and diplomacy. And guess what? That's exactly what's happened. So if you want to know what the answer is, just simply go to the Word of God and line it up to history, and you will find over and over and over again, the people will always come back to Scripture saying, yep, there it is. Yep, we were told. Instead of highlighting what the enemy is doing, why don't you highlight the Word of God and get busy to make sure that the enemy is dealt with by keeping His commandments unto judgment? Isaiah 26, verse 9, Jeremiah 9, 24. Psalm 9, verse 16, instead of magnifying the crimes of the wicked, why don't we start dealing with the wicked? And I'm talking about our politicians, friends, that talk out of both sides of their mouths. Matter of fact, under Donald Trump's administration, speaking of what the American people have put up with over the last 500 and some days now, under the State Department's statistics, we're told that Muslim infiltration into the United States doubled under Donald Trump. Yep, because the people were asleep. The people are asleep. And that's the time that the enemy sows the tares. And guess what? He's sowing the tares. And then what do we have? Today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, professed Christians telling you that there's a rebirth of America. Hey, folks, you have got to be out of your mind as much as those that are telling you are.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's pressure on fellow NATO countries to spend more on defense paid off today, with countries committing to spend $33 billion this year. After the NATO summit, President Trump spoke about just how strong NATO is.
NATO is more put together right now, is more coordinated, and I think there's a better spirit for NATO right now than perhaps they've ever had.
FBI official Peter Schreck testified today that he can't recall using his work computer to soften the wording of a statement exonerating Hillary Clinton of mishandling classified information. Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin questioned Strzok about this earlier today.
This change was Hillary's get-out-of-jail-free card, right?
Absolutely not, sir.
Well,
not in any way.
Hillary hasn't been prosecuted, so if she wasn't grossly negligent but was extremely careless, you know, then there's no criminal standard involved. With grossly negligent, there is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Well, Bradley Dean is just ranting and raving again, telling the American people in 53 countries what they don't want to hear for the most part. Just heard during the break, Trey Gowdy playing the big bad American appeaser again, right? And the American people are appeased. Well, look at Trey's doing, man. He's going after him. He's grilling them. Yeah? Where are the prosecutions? Where are they? Where are the prosecutions, folks? Out of all the big words that Trey Gowdy uses, where are those prosecutions? Daryl Issa, Jason Chaffetz, any one of them. Where are they? And this is what you settle for. And they know, and don't doubt me for one moment, they know exactly what they're doing. We're going to pull you out, and we're going to let Trey beat up on you for a couple minutes. You act like a little sheep that's been beaten down. And after that, after the American people are appeased, we're just going to let you go. And you can go right back to work continuously doing the things that you're doing. And that's exactly why they do it. Again, soft judges produce hardened criminals. In America, you are at fault for what you allow these people to continuously do on a daily basis. I started the show off today, friends, talking about how in Seattle, they are actually aligning themselves, friends, as the school districts with CARE. And I was highlighting what they're teaching kids in public schools in this country. Through the federal government, who has no business teaching anybody's kids anything. But as long as you don't know that, let them do it. Learning to become a Muslim in America, in a public school. Teaching your kids. By the way, I had a teacher in California tell me out of her own mouth that this was happening in her school district. Fasting for Ramadan in American school. This is a lesson teaching Americans. Learning the five pillars of Islam. And again, America, I'm going back and forth. I thought they were our enemies. I mean, that's what the media told us for 15 years. Now they're teaching our kids to memorize verses of the Quran in public schools, adopting a Muslim name in public schools, staging a jihad. I mean, look to any other country. These people have infiltrated friends. What do they do? Exactly what they're doing over in the UK and Europe. I just shared with you who's responsible. The ACLU, the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation. They're communist organizations, friends. They're anti-American organizations. And the Clintons, again, committing treason against we the people. Read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Joined together to create an environment that opened the door to Muslim teachings while attacking anyone who told the truth. A representative from the American Muslim Council, Abdul Rahman Al-Mudi, today serves a 23-year prison sentence for being one of the top fundraisers for Al-Qaeda in the United States. How do I say that? Do you not see the enemy is working behind the corrupt in our politicians? Do you not see that the more that we compromise God's word, the deeper we are in trouble, first in the spirit and secondly in the natural, which is the fruit of the spirit? Well, let me prove that point. There are over 225 Muslim schools in the United States of America. 50,000 children who are being taught to, and again, quoting Brigitte Gabriel with Act for America, are fostering an environment of hate towards you, loathing towards you, a resentment towards Western culture, that's you, towards Christians, that's 78 to 86% of you, Jews, Shiites, secular Muslims, and non-Muslims. That's what's happening today. Going to the universities and Muslim infiltrations, Saudis have taken advantage of the Title VI program that your government implemented after World War II for the education of young Americans about foreign cultures and languages. So wait a second. 405,399 men and women fight against a tyrant, Adolf Hitler, over in Germany. And then after that war, we open the doors to foreigners that our fallen fought against? I guess so. The Saudis, again, have taken advantage of Title VI, that program that your government implemented after World War II, for the education, they call it, not indoctrination, of young Americans about foreign cultures and languages. How? Well, they're using their riches from oil to pump millions of dollars into our universities to appoint Arab professors into the departments such as political science, Middle East studies, so on and so forth, who are then brainwashing Americans and American students with an anti-American point of view. You're seeing the head of this monster already. I don't want to embellish it, because it's not as big as they want it to be yet. But I can tell you the way people are acting now through apathy and tolerance, well, it's going to be a short-lived situation, friends. Because if you think things are bad now, you haven't seen anything yet. Not even close. And why do I say that? Well, you just seen this yesterday, right? I'm sure you did. I couldn't even play it on the radio for you. But there's a comedian named Michelle Wolf. If you're worried about the Muslims decapitating you, don't worry about it, because you have people like Michelle Wolf advocating it right here in America through abortion. She said women, by the way, they were marching to music, and they had a small crowd, of course, clapping and praising Michelle Wolf with every word that came out of her mouth. She said, women, if you need an abortion, get one. Yay! If you want an abortion, get one. Yay! Women, don't forget, you have the power to give life, and men will try to control that. Don't let them. God bless abortions, and God bless America. This would have never been tolerated in this country in any sense of the word back in the 70s, nor in the 80s, nor in the 90s. But now it's being accepted. The workers of iniquity are coming to full bloom, are they not? And I want to be the first one to tell you, friends. I don't want to be the first one to tell you, but I am telling you what others don't want to tell you. You haven't seen anything yet. I mean, think about that. Abortionists, what do? They dissect the baby. They cut off folks, they take the baby. They keep the head in to justify the murder of the woman. And they take scissors and jam it in the back of the baby's neck. Or they inject salt into the baby to kill it. And I'm laughing, folks, because I'm so frustrated. I feel like Elijah on the Mount, laughing at the false prophets. And judgment's coming, and Elijah was laughing. The scissors are jammed in the back of the baby's neck. The heads are cut off in several instances. You can go online. You can buy baby parts in the United States of America. The Senate knows this. Your representatives know this. And they do absolutely nothing about it. And then they make you pay for it. And you're worried about some Muslims coming over here and decapitating you? You see the correlation? If you don't want the Muslims coming over here doing those things to you, then why are you allowing it to happen to the babies in the womb? 3,000 to 4,000 times a day, we're told. There is a correlation, friends. It's getting closer and closer and closer and closer, judgment is, isn't it? You have the sword within and terror without, the scripture tells us. Just a matter of time before the boot falls, and there's not a thing you're going to be able to do about it. And by the way, I didn't say that. I said that a KGB defector warned long ago how the communists operate. Demoralize them, demoralize them, demoralize them until they take everything on. And people that try to warn other people, they won't listen to until the boot comes down. They'll listen then, but then it's too late, he said. That's right. That's exactly right. We have schools in Seattle going hand in glove, friends, with care and teaching Islam in the public schools. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Seattle Public Schools partnering with Hamas and CARE. CARE is not infiltrating the district as a wolf in sheep's clothing. This wolf comes as a wolf, and everybody knows it. But what they do is they put in their minds that it's make-believe, and it will just go away. Or it's surreal, like it's not really happening. Oh, yeah, it's really happening. Again, that's all you have to do is go over to Europe to understand. Let me tag a point on as to what I'm sharing with you now concerning Germany. Because you know Angela Merkel, I believe she's the prime minister over there. She was the woman of the year here in America somehow. She is literally responsible. Oh, by the way, she's praised by Hillary Clinton. She admires her more than any other woman in the world. She's responsible for slapping the German flag and saying Germany belongs to Islam. I want you to listen carefully because you have the same operatives here in America. You have the same Judases here. Germany's Angela Merkel's response to a Muslim migrant that beheaded a baby, she said, muzzle the media. Of course, muzzle the crimes of the migrants. Why do you have CARE and Hamas partnering with schools in Seattle? That's a question only you can answer. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to YouTube, Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean just uploaded a video this morning. Pretty cool. Actor Rocky Balboa, and I purposed this headline, actor Rocky Balboa. What's the difference between actor Rocky Balboa and today's Benedict Arnold's politicians? ? And it turned out absolutely awesome. Do check it out on YouTube, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, YouTube. If you want to call in at any time, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And I also wanted to let you know you can jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, or my Facebook, which is BradleyDeanEE, BradleyDeanEE. Folks, you know, I want to tell you this, and so you can understand how I can get up every day and look over the top of what's going on. First of all, Scripture tells us greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. It's true. Scripture says and answers questions and answers. It brings forth the question that it answers, of course, how do you overcome the world? Well, by the faith of the Son of God who is given unto us. I'm thinking of Galatians 2:21, and I'm also thinking of 1 John. And the Bible also talks about how we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. We can always get above what's going on out there. And people need to understand that the church globally, since its inception and conception, friends, is like the anvil. The church isn't going anywhere. And, you know, friends, as the Bible tells us, the seed of the righteous is forever. It will always be forever. The church will never be eradicated. Never. Read Psalm 2. The church is the anvil. It's sure. Again, it's never going anywhere because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And I'm talking about on earth as it is in heaven. Okay? The word of the Lord endureth forever. But this is what I want to get across. The world and all the things that we talk about so often on this radio program, folks, are nothing more than a hammer trying to pound away that anvil. Keep in mind, the anvil is never removed, nor is it ever replaced. The only thing that's ever replaced, friends, is the hammer. And that's a new generation of wicked men that think they're going to do away with God said that which is and will be established forever. So the seed of the righteous is never going anywhere. The only thing that's happening in the present today is history's repeating itself on a larger scale. And the only reason that history is repeating itself on a larger scale today, friends, is because people haven't learned. I was just highlighting before the break, friends, of none other than Merkel, the prime minister over there in Germany. A branch off the topic of Seattle public schools partnering with Hamas and CARE. Why are they at the point that they're so emboldened that they can go ahead and infiltrate public schools or even set up mosques in the United States of America? Oh, and by the way, the Muslims call the mosques the barracks. And those that follow the dictates and doctrines of the Quran are called soldiers. You have over 3,000 Muslim military bases here in the United States of America, said John Guandoli, former FBI. He's right. He's exactly right. Now America is beginning to get a taste of what it's like to have their country occupied. And just think about it. We have over 700 military bases across the world in over 148 countries. Why is that? Because they're attempting to establish a new world order. They want all control. Right before the end of the last segment, I was highlighting Germany's Angela Merkel's response to a Muslim migrant that beheaded a baby. People are outraged. Boy, this coincides with what I was just talking about during the last segment. A Muslim migrant beheads a one-year-old baby in Germany. Oh, my goodness. Isn't that crazy, America? And of course, when I bring it back to that of a child and talking common sense and on common sense terms, isn't it interesting to note that happens 3,000 to 4,000 times in America, and Americans live their own little selfish lives without a care concerning that baby that's being murdered because the government in this country, the people at large, said it was okay what the Supreme Court sanctioned. I also want you to listen to what Germany's Angela Merkel said in response to the Muslim migrants. I mean, folks, whoever posted this and did this article, outside of the fact that he's not standing against abortion, he's a major hypocrite. But you know what she said? Germany's Angela Merkel just muzzled the media. Yeah. Folks, do you realize that in this country, the only things that you know are what the CIA-controlled media have told you? Just think about what you don't know. And you would know if you, again, would just simply judge representatives, entities, bureaucracies, and agencies by their fruit. I was just watching a guy the other day concerning Vince Foster's murder. Law Rose Firm, he was murdered by the Clintons, and they had an eyewitness that nobody knew of, and the FBI, along with Kavanaugh, helped cover up the Vince Foster assassination. And of course, they told you, the media told you, that Vince Foster committed suicide. Nothing could be further from the truth. How many people committed suicide have we been told around the Clinton administration, folks? We're in the hundreds now. We're in the hundreds now. But it was interesting to note how one of the attorneys said, now, what would the American people do if they realized that the FBI, instead of being there to protect them from the big guy, that if they were there actually protecting the big guy from the little guy? He said, what would happen when the people actually came to the reality that in many cases that's exactly what's going on? And then he talked about the media, and it was interesting because when he was talking about the media, he said it's nothing more than pro wrestling. I said, that's right. They're all working for each other. They're all strengthening the hands of the wicked. And by the way, so are those that promote and justify, attempt to justify this administration. Because again, as I said earlier, what is being said and what is being done are two different stories. But just imagine if the American people actually came to the realization that what they were being told and what is actually happening are exactly the opposite. Well, I'm here to tell you that's exactly what's happening in many cases. This witness that the investigators didn't want to hear about came forward and said, listen, I was there. I didn't see Vince Foster's car the way that it was reported. There were people there that were Middle Eastern that were giving me wicked looks. He was being wiretapped. He was being followed with him and his girlfriend by several men. And then even the head investigator concerning this individual that came forward concerning the Vince Foster investigation, his phones went dead. He said it was like a horror movie. And it was interesting to note that the lead investigator, right when his phones went out, all of a sudden the doorbell rang right when both of his phones went out. And all of a sudden he came in, he takes his jacket off, and he said it was strange because this lead investigator for the FBI had his sidearm on. And this FBI investigator asked, he told him what was going on. He was being followed, he was being harassed, he was being stared down, which are acts of intimidation, by the way. You better shut up or else. And again, he said it was like a horror movie, but it was being played out in real life. I couldn't believe what these people were doing. I just simply seen something and I called the authorities and told them what they were doing. And this is what they did to me. Well, keep in mind the lead investigator for the FBI asked him what happened over the weekend. And he told him. And as he's sitting there for 40 minutes having the conversation, all of a sudden he leans over and says, why am I telling you all of this? Can I even trust you? And the lead investigator looked at him and said, no one will ever know. No one will ever know. What's going to happen when the American people figure out that what they're being told and what they're being taught in so many different ways is upside down, it's backwards? Well, read the Word of God and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Go to Isaiah 5:20. Love you by what we do. Talking 23. See ya!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.